Support comes from the Norton Simon Museum, presenting I Saw It, Francisco de Goya, Printmaker. This exhibition features all four of the Spanish artists' major print series in their entirety for the first time on the West Coast. Now on view. More at NortonSimon.org.
You have the chance to win a Spring Super Sweeps from LAist. Donate $60 for one entry to win a brand new Lexus or $25,000 in cash. Check out all the other prizes, too, when you donate now at LAist.com/sweeps.
Good morning. It's Wednesday, September the 8th. I'm Tammy Trujillo, and you're listening to the LA Report from KPCC and LAist.com. Here's your morning news. The father of pop singer Britney Spears filed a petition yesterday in L.A. Superior Court to end the conservatorship that's controlled his daughter's life and money for 13 years. Details from KPCC's Nick Roman.
The petition filed by lawyers for James Spears says if Ms. Spears wants to terminate the conservatorship and believes she can handle her own life, Mr. Spears believes she should get that chance. Britney Spears' attorney Matthew Rosengart says in an email that the petition represents vindication for the 39-year-old entertainer. It may be, but only if Judge Brenda Penny, who oversees the case, signs off. James Spears caught plenty of public heat about his role as the person in charge of Britney's finances after her plea to be freed from the conservatorship went viral in June. He said he's acted only in his daughter's best interests. James Spears said in an August court filing he was planning to step down as conservator but offered no timeline. A petition from Britney's attorney to remove him was set to be heard in court on September 29th. For KPCC, I'm Nick Roman.
The number of people in the hospital due to COVID-19 has been on a downward trend for a few weeks here in Southern California. In L.A. County, public health officials reported about 1,400 hospitalizations yesterday, down from nearly 1,700 a little over a week ago. Dr. Kimberly Schreiner is the director of infectious disease and prevention at Huntington Hospital in Pasadena. She says her facility's seen a mini version of the winter surge.
At least it wasn't the 204 patients we had back in January. We kind of peaked about 41, and I think we're down to 26. You know, what happens is it sort of moves through, and we get patients discharged. Sadly, some of them also, you know, pass away, and then the things quiet down.
Dr. Schreiner hopes to continue to see low numbers in the coming weeks, but that'll depend on whether people continue to take precautions like wearing masks, avoiding big crowds, and getting vaccinated if they haven't already done so. LA County also reporting about 1,000 new coronavirus infections yesterday, along with 9 deaths. Those lower numbers, though, likely due to reporting delays from the weekend and the Labor Day holiday. It's going to be another hot day today. You might want to think about giving your appliances the afternoon off. The manager of the state's power grid issuing a flex alert from 4 till 9 tonight, predicting a high demand for energy as people cope with the heat. You're asked to keep thermostats up to at least 78 degrees, hold off on using major appliances like washers, dryers, and dishwashers, and keep any unnecessary lights turned off to avoid additional strain on the state's power grid. A second record fire season in a row is upon us, with no end in sight. As CAP Radio's Mike Haggerty tells us, Cal Fire is urging all Californians to stay vigilant.
Cal Fire Chief Tom Porter says we should resist the urge to think Labor Day marks the end of summer and the end of fire season.
Some have turned to looking forward as if this is now fall. Summer season is over. We're right smack in the middle of wildfire peak season.
History backs Porter up. Autumn has traditionally been a time of the most extreme wildfires in California, as vegetation is at its driest. The 2018 Camp Fire, which killed 85 people and destroyed much of the town of Paradise, began in November. Cal Fire's long-range weather models for September through December don't offer much cause for optimism.
The entire state shows drier, more wind events, and large fire activity to continue.
Porter says if you see smoke, don't assume someone else has reported it. Call it in. And if you're ordered to evacuate, leave, so his firefighters can do their jobs of protecting lives and property. In Sacramento, I'm Mike Haggerty.
Thank you for listening to the LA Report. I'm Tammy Trujillo. Join us again next time. Meanwhile, you can get more news on LAist.com and listen live at kpcc.org.
The LAist Spring Super Sweeps is happening now. You can win amazing prizes while supporting your source for local, fact-based journalism. one lucky grand prize winner will get to choose a brand new Lexus or $25,000 in cash. Other prizes include an electric bike from Juice Bikes and $1,000 gas gift cards. Your donation of $60 gets you one entry to win. And the more you give, the more entries you get. Donate now at LAist.com/sweeps.